I want you to tell me what kind of relationship you had with the plaintiff.
The questions will be uncomfortable.
Where did you sleep?
I slept in the same room as him.
And the answers.
So you had a physical, intimate relationship with him?
Yes.
It's not true.
Could change two lives forever.
I don't like where this is going. I am presently married, in the process of divorce.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 67-year-old Dave LaBarre is suing his former friend, 19-year-old Nikita Freeman, for totaling his car. Nikita claims that she and Dave were a couple.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 530 on the calendar in the matter of LaBarre versus Freeman. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. You're welcome.
Mr. LaBarre, your case is relatively simple. You claim that the defendant was using your car. She was using your car with your permission. She had an accident. The car was severely damaged. You want her to pay for the damage. And the defendant says that's not the deal. I found some things curious and interesting in your complaint, sir, and is certainly in Ms. Freeman's answer. So in order for me to determine whether that was the arrangement that she was going to pay for the car, and while I'm usually reluctant to go into the nature of a relationship, I have a couple of questions for you, sir. First, how old are you?
67.
Ms. Freeman, how old are you?
I am 19 years old.
How did you meet her?
My niece brought her home from school. She was having some difficulty with her family and needed a place to stay.
Does your niece live with you?
Yes.
How old is your niece?
16.
Who else lives with you?
My sister, who is my niece's mother, and my father, who will be 91 in March.
When she came to live with you, sir, where did she stay?
She stayed either on the sofa or in my niece's room.
And when was this?
Approximately April of 09.
Did you ever speak to her family?
Yes, I've met her father on numerous occasions.
Tell me about it.
Father's a nice gentleman who's had some difficulties in his life. I'm not sure I understand all of what's going on, or what was going on with him. He has since passed away.
I don't want you to take this as an affront, Mr. LaBarre, but I ask you this question because of the answer in this case. Did you ever have any other social involvement with Ms. Freeman other than as someone who lived with your niece, lived in your home, and went to school?
The answer to that is interesting. When she first...
Look at me.
The
answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
And when did that relationship start?
Probably in May.
Shortly after she moved in.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever discuss that with her father? The
no.
answer would be yes or no. And how long did that relationship last?
Well, we were friends until...
I'm not talking about a friendly relationship, sir. I'm talking about a dating relationship.
No, never.
Never?
Well, dating in the terms of going to lunch or to dinner or taking her to various events as a intern so she could be exposed to other things. If that's called dating, then yes.
Did you ever take her without your niece?
Yes.
Did you ever think that that was not appropriate, Mr. LaBarre?
We didn't do anything that was not appropriate.
Did you ever think it was not appropriate to have that sort of social relationship with your niece's teenage friend?
Not under the circumstances.
What were the circumstances?
When she first came to the home, she was quite depressed. Let it be known that she felt like her life was going downhill, that she wasn't accomplishing her goals. She had been a gold medal track star in high school, and then she was going through some very difficult times with ex-boyfriends, that sort of thing. She asked me to assist her in a couple of things, and I did.
Like what?
She wanted to go to the prom. She didn't have any way to go to the... She had been invited. She had a nice boy that wanted to take her to the prom, but she didn't have a dress, and she didn't have the money to get her hair done. I bought her a dress and paid for her hair to get done. She's extremely frugal. She did a beautiful job of getting it all done for money I couldn't believe, short.
But you gave her... How much money did you give her?
Less than $100.
What else?
Later on, it became obvious that she needed or wanted a cell phone in order for her to be free. And I helped her get a cell phone. I also helped her get her learner's permit and took her on driving lessons and helped her qualify for her eventually getting a driver's license.
Tell me about the relationship. I'm very, very careful that I hear the truth from you. Do you understand, Ms. Freeman?
Yes.
Very careful.
At first, we started off as friends, and then the relationship furthered than that, and we began dating, began paying for my bills and paying for all my expenses and everything because I was a full-time student. He knew that I had no money and I lived with him.
Tell me what he knew. I just want to know what the relationship was. So he was a friend whose home you were living in and he was giving you some money and taking care of some of your expenses. And?
And we just basically just, he was basically, we were dating. This was basically like an intimate relationship between me and him.
So what do you mean in your answer, madam, when you say that you had an intimate relationship? What does that mean?
Well, we went out on dates, you know, he came to, like, if I had modeling socials, he would help me with anything I needed, you know, he would give me, like...
So he was your friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a difference to me when I hear that you used his car and that you totaled it, whether or not you had a socially intimate relationship with you or he was just being a good guy, a very good guy.
Right.
I don't know which one it was. What do you think it was?
It was a social, it was intimate relationship.
Hmm?
It was an intimate relationship.
So you had a physical, intimate relationship with him? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
It's not true.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
And if you had an intimate physical relationship in the house where he was living, I would assume that the other residents of the house were aware of that.
Yes.
They were?
Yes, very aware.
Who was aware?
His sister, his niece.
How would they have become aware, Miss Freeman?
Well, we would have fights and arguments, and he would, you know, it was very obvious, you know, he would give me a hug or like a kiss or something. You know, it was very obvious. We all lived under the same roof, you know, we all were around each other. And, you know, I would go on trips with his sister and all his family members, and they would introduce me as his girlfriend and so on. It was very aware. His whole family.
Where did you sleep? Don't look over there. Look over here. Where did you sleep?
I slept in the same room as him.
I don't like where this is going. This could be detrimental to her career, to her future, and you're painting her as somebody she's not.
Just a minute. I'm just asking questions based upon the complaint and answer, Mr. LeBaire, that you filed and that she filed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We've got some difficulties right here with this part of it, okay? I am presently married. I do not look at this woman as being my girlfriend.
I'm going to tell you, your relationship with Miss Freeman is integral to this case.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dave LeBar says his former friend, 19-year-old Nikita Freeman, totaled his car and refuses to pay for it. Nikita claims she and Dave were a couple, and he's suing her because she ended the relationship.
Now, Mr. LeBaire, your complaint suggests, and I'm just telling you, which is why I'm asking the questions, it's usually not a place where I go unless it's relevant to the case, and it happens to be relevant to the case. Your complaint alleges that you were a really good guy and a good friend, and under the circumstance of being a good Samaritan, you allowed her to come into your house. You paid for some of the things that she did because you were a good guy. She took your car when you were out of town. She totaled it, and you want her to accept responsibility for it.
Ms.
Freeman indicates in her answer she was, in fact, your girlfriend. And when she did, in fact, total your car...
We've got some difficulties right here with this part of it, okay? I am presently married in the process of divorce. I do not look at this woman as being my girlfriend. She's a wonderful lady. I want her to grow up. I want to help her.
Mr. LeBaire,
I took her to auditions and job interviews.
Mr. LeBaire, that's not what I'm talking about, sir.
Okay.
I have no problem if at this point you say to me, Judge Scheindlin, I don't want to continue with this case. I'm prepared to withdraw my case without prejudice and go sue her someplace else if you want to do that. I'm prepared to go there. But I'm going to tell you, your relationship with Ms. Freeman is integral to this case. Because if she was using your car and you were in an intimate relationship with her, as she claims you were, and came home and you said to her, don't worry about it, as long as you're okay, I tend to believe that. If, however, you were just being a really good guy and you had no relationship with her, then it's a different story. So, Mr. LeBaire, I'm totally prepared to stop here and allow you to withdraw your case without prejudice and go file it someplace else. What do you want to do, sir?
I've got a couple of questions for you before I make the decision.
I don't answer questions. I ask questions. It's either one of two things, Mr. LeBaire. Either I continue until I get what I perceive to be a satisfactory picture in my mind about what this relationship was, or you can withdraw the case without prejudice, and I will stop here Those are your choices. Ask me no questions.
Before I'll allow anybody to damage her future or her reputation, I'll withdraw.
Very good. Thank you very much. Case is withdrawn.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The relationship changed from me helping her and her being very receptive to growth and to learning and educating about the time of the accident.
He took advantage of me because I was younger, you know, and I had no place to go.
She didn't want to talk to me. She didn't want to give me long answers.
I do appreciate he has helped me, grow a lot.
She was building distance between us and was no longer being a protege.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gerblich, Coles versus Allen step forward.
Michelle Gerblich and Michelle Coles are suing their former roommate, Lindsay Allen, for breaking their lease. Lindsay says that living with the plaintiffs was unbearable.
Ms. Gerblich, you and your co-plaintiff had a lease on a house. You go to school, you're college students.
Yes.
You rented a house in August of 2009.
Correct.
How large a house is it?
The house has 6 bedrooms.
And who lives there?
Currently, it's Michelle Coles, myself, Brooke Hardy, and Sarah Hardy, who isn't here today.
So 4 people.
Yeah. Oh, and Lauren Kronowski. So we have 5 people living there
5
currently.
People.
Yes.
And the lease provides that you can have up to 6 people, I assume.
The lease actually has 4 people, but our landlord is aware of the...
No, can't tell me what he's aware of. Just answer my question. The lease provides that you can have 4 people living there.
Yes.
So when the defendant moved in, she was the 6th person in a place that only permitted 4 people. Is that correct?
Right, according to the lease.
Well, that's what the contract is.
Right.
That's what your contract is.
Right.
Your contract is...
Although she is 4. On the lease. She is one of the 4 on the lease.
Okay. This is your complaint. She moved in August. She signed the lease. She moved out in January of 2010. And you want her to pay her rent pursuant to the lease from February until August.
Correct.
Because you can't get another roommate.
Correct.
Ms. Allen says that you made the situation uncomfortable for her. She moved out in February and she found you a replacement. But the replacement she found for you was a 50-some-odd-year-old man. Is that right?
He was in his late 20s.
Is there any other man living in the house?
No, there's not. But Brooke said that whoever I found would be fine. I have an email from her stating that.
The man that she brought over was not 20. Yeah.
He was older than my father.
Yeah.
They never met him, actually.
Lauren was
really?
There.
Why don't you give me his name and phone number?
His name is George Tice.
And where did you find him?
Through AllMSU, which is a site that only MSU students can get on.
She also had posted ads on Craigslist.
Just a second. Did you ever meet this fellow, Mr. Tice?
No, we did not. I've never even heard that name before.
Okay.
Lauren has, though. She said she felt very uncomfortable that he was even in the house.
Just a second. Who's Lauren?
Our other roommate.
I don't hear hearsay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's not a legal defense. You have to understand that. That's not a legal defense that you don't like this.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michelle Gerblich and Michelle Coles claim former roommate Lindsay Allen broke their lease when she moved out. Lindsay says she made a good faith effort to find the plaintiffs a new roommate.
Miss Allen, I want you to just briefly tell me why you moved out.
I moved out because the girls were always harassing me about stuff.
That's a conclusion.
I had lost my job, and my parents said that they would pay for my November month's rent, and I had written a check, but they kept telling me that they didn't have enough money to pay if I didn't pay mine, and up until that point, I had always paid my check. So they just kept nagging me constantly about how I had to pay my check, and I told them.
Just a minute. You mean before it was due or after it was due?
Before it was due. They started nagging me November 1st, and rent is due November 10th. So I ended up getting sick and having to go to the hospital. So I talked to the landlord, though, and I told him I wasn't actually able to come up.
You can't tell me what you told the landlord.
Can I add something, Your Honor?
No.
No? Okay. Wait for my turn.
Go ahead.
And then,
how long were you in the hospital?
10 days.
Go ahead.
So I didn't end up paying for November's rent, but that was independent of my roommates because I had spoken with the landlord. When December,
just a second. You didn't pay November's rent.
It came out of my security deposit because in August I paid for my August rent and a security deposit, so that month's rent came out of my security deposit.
How much was your security deposit?
$780.
No,
it was
the
not.
Security deposit's $390.
Well, the security deposit was $390 plus August's rent was $390.
Your share of the rent was $390?
Correct.
So they took your security deposit to pay your share of the rent for November?
Correct.
What about December?
For December, I wrote them a check, and I went on vacation to visit my friend who lives in Hendersonville, Nevada. And while I was there, for some reason, the check didn't go through.
I'm not sure why I have my bank statement.
I don't care.
Well, it shows that I had the money, and as soon as I got back, I brought her a new check to pay for the rent.
When was that?
December 22nd.
Well, that's 12 days late.
And I had written her a check.
But it was no good.
It was good. I have my bank account saying that there was money in my bank.
No, no, no. Miss Allen, put your hand down. Whether there was money in your account or not, the check that you wrote didn't go through, so you had to write her another check, and that check that you wrote her was 12 days late.
Correct, but I'm not sure why the original check didn't go through because there was money in my account and it was
I don't know
my
why
checkbook.
She doesn't have control over whether your check goes through.
Which is why as soon as I came back, I fixed the situation, I gave her a new check.
And?
So then in January, I started looking for a sublease because during the time period where my check didn't go through, they completely harassed me. They wrote defaming statements on my Facebook wall, as well as like called me numerous amounts of time. So I decided after that, that since the check not going through was out of my control, I just couldn't live with them anymore. So I emailed them all to let them know I'd be looking for a subleaser. And I looked, I found three people, but only one was willing to sublease from me. He was in his late 20s, and I waited until I found a new place to live. So I signed a new lease because he said that he would be taking over my room, and they had said whoever I found was fine. But after that point, they said that he couldn't live there. So at that point, 50. I was on two leases, and I really had nothing to do. I had found someone.
They say that this is the first time they ever heard the name Tice.
That's not true because I found him and she texted me his number because she also looked on Craigslist. I have a text from her that...
Not from Craigslist. You said you didn't find him
on Craigslist. No, I found him on LMSU, but she also texted me his number. So she knows who he is. She never met him, but she texted me his number.
I've never heard his name. I never spoke to him.
I have a text message on my phone where she texted me his number. It's in my purse.
Great. Go get it.
Can I correct one thing,
no.
Your Honor?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Bird, you're going to have to help me out with this text message business.
Sure, no problem.
This guy, George, just called me about the room. His number is 31, if you want to call him back. Is that what you wrote?
That's what she wrote.
That's what I wrote. I never spoke to him. He left a voicemail.
Did you ever call him back?
No, because it wasn't my responsibility to find a subleaser.
No, sorry. A, you lose. B, you lose. You lose for two reasons. First of all, because you violated the terms of your lease by having an extra person there. You wish to hold her to a contract that she signed without holding yourselves to the same contract. You have a contract that provides your house will have four tenants. With her, you had six.
When she moved in, she was aware.
Hey, don't tell me what she was aware. Your contract provided you can have four tenants. You now have five tenants. Two of them are not on the lease. I'm going to suggest that you substitute one of the people who's not on the lease for this person who's no longer there.
But then we're still responsible for...
Second. If you had a number and if you were really serious about finding a roommate... You know,
I have an email from her saying she was going to take care of finding a subleaser. She promised us.
Listen to me. You lose on two counts. Two, because she made good faith efforts to find another roommate. Listen to me. You said in your complaint, which I was somewhat sympathetic about, that the only person she bought was some 50-year-old man and you found it very uncomfortable.
That was that guy.
No, listen to me. You don't even know that. You said you never called him back.
Warren was there when he came
to
see the house.
No, listen to me. No, not so. You said there was a 50-year-old man that came to the house and you felt uncomfortable about that man. And I was sort of sympathetic. You have five girls living in a house and you don't want some older gentleman that she got off Craigslist there.
That's who this George person is.
Just a second. But that's not a legal defense. You have to understand that. That's not a legal defense that you don't like this man. But when you don't return a call, that's your problem, especially when you're living under an illegal lease. So you got to resort to a little self-help. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Lindsay didn't lose her job. She stopped showing up to it after dropping all of her classes from MSU.
I was under a lot of stress dealing with them because they were always picking on me for everything.
She actually just stopped showing up to her job. She dropped out of school. She didn't try to get any money to pay her rent.
They were constantly nagging me about everything. They were victimizing me. Like, if the house was messy, it was because I did it. It was always my fault.
She was so stressed out point that she didn't have money that she decided that she had to move out.
Before that point, I had been honors college, straight 4 points, so there was nothing ever like this in the past. It was more living with them.
I regret ever meeting Lindsay Allen, and I don't ever want to, I would never go in blind not knowing somebody again.
I'm just really sad it had to come to this, where she just couldn't step up and be a mature adult and pay for her own rent.
Be careful who you choose for roommates.
Definitely know who you're moving in with.